Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss us?
Long time no here.
And we're here now.
Yeah.
Baby, we're back. And it's time for Fisting Friday, where we read the results of... an episode of Fisting Friday.
Some episode. Am I
wrong? It's episode 90, whatever that means.
Yeah. I told the people in our Patreon that I had a family issue, so that's why we didn't have any new episodes. But I'm in Arkansas. We're dealing with it. Here we are.
I was ready in like our Monopoly group chat if anyone was like, Melissa, and I was about to be like, everybody, don't attack Melissa's landmarks. But no one did. And I was like, okay. And now this makes sense because you said that in the
yeah,
Patreon
and
group.
Diana said, nobody will attack you.
Yeah.
Said, thank you.
I was like,
but then I accidentally attacked other people, but whatever.
That's, you know what? And that's allowed.
Yeah. Also, it's Black History Month. So attacking is anti-Black.
I wholeheartedly agree. Did you see that video of the guy who was like, for Black History Month and on Black History Month, we're doing a video every day about things I love about Black people? And so I saw it for the first time with the stitch with the Black woman just being like, uh-oh. And then he goes on and says, and he says that his favorite thing, he's like, I love when, oh God, what was, he's like, there's nothing that makes me feel more successful, important, and like I'm doing a good job than when I'm dancing. And a Black woman says, okay, white boy. And the woman starts laughing. And there she was like, okay. And then he did like another one. He goes, I just want to apologize. I'm so sorry if that was not like, if I was doing it, I did it wrong. And just all of the stitches I saw were of like black. I'd be like, and then be like, okay. Okay. And they're like, well, now I know that, like, okay, I guess you might be able to dance.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or enough you, that could, you're either so good, you're either good enough that's like recognition, or you're so bad, but you're trying so you're hard. You're
so trying so hard.
And you're entertaining so either mm-hmm. way.
Yep. Oh, well, here we go. Episode 90. You're up first.
Megan, wants more women to be comfortable fighting men. 3% said I was wrong. 97% said I was not wrong. And some write-ins we had for this one. See also Bob the Drag Queen's TikTok, Revulnerable People Defending Themselves. It's great. That was how I saw, I think that was like one of the second videos I saw was Bob's video.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't this. You mentioned it.
I think I might have.
You did.
Yeah, that was like my intro to this video was not the original. And Bob was one of the first ones. So if anyone else hasn't seen it, it's great. There's a lot of tips that Bob gives. And we got to be fighting. Someone also said, I inherited both my parents' anger issues. I will not hesitate to fight a man, especially if he's being a prick to women. And yeah, everybody else was like, hard agree, would fight. Like I would, at that point, like even if I didn't like the girl, even if I like hated her, I hate the man more.
Yeah. I know how to throw some hands. I've never actually hit anybody, but I know how to throw a punch. You do too.
I do. I'm not going to talk about any of the physical altercations I've gotten into because I don't know the statute of limitations.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving
it's
on.
Just high school. And there's a reason why I don't drink anymore. Okay, everybody? It's a little too fiery already.
Next up is me. Melissa wants people to stop asking coworkers about their colleagues' side gigs. Who was wrong? 5% said I was wrong. 95% said I was not wrong.
I didn't see any write-ins at this one.
Me either.
Think you're just right. Then we have writer number 2 versus boyfriend who is Wait, friends.
Where's writer number 1?
Oh, I forgot to put it back in here. So I just forgot to upload. Like I made it and then I just like, I guess I didn't.
But click later.
It. Yeah. No, I know. And so then I added it later. So if anyone didn't see, so it's going to be in the wrong order. But just know that I did it, I think, a day later. And thank you to the person who said, hey, where's writer number 1? I love when like so many of our like listeners, viewers, like they'll be like, you know, I don't want to stress them out or whatever. But like if I do something wrong like this or if it's not in the highlights, like please message me. Like it's not a conscious choice. Like I fucked up. I forgot. Or I didn't notice. Okay, so writer number 1 versus quote-unquote losing ex's keys. 81% said the writer is wrong. 19% said the writer is not wrong. And we got a message from said writer saying, I'm the writer and I think I was wrong. It was honestly embarrassing hearing how irrational the idea was when someone else was reading it. I appreciated the honesty. It also felt really good to have the work I've done for myself validated, so thank you for that. I've come so far from where I was when I left that relationship and I'm really fucking proud of that. Revenge will not serve me. I still have ways to go. I still have a ways to go on this journey, but I'm doing it for mystery.
Maybe they meant myself. And
okay,
just...
I was like, I couldn't even, that makes more sense. As of sending the messages, 23% of the vote says not wrong. Folks, do not do this. It is a very bad idea. I am wrong. Turn on the 10-minute version of All Too Well, scream into a pillow or something. Much healthier, much more legal. And therapy, if it's accessible to you. Sometimes all it takes is hearing either mm-hmm. your voice on Don't Blame Me or hearing us read it out loud. And then you go, fuck, nah, this is not. Before I'm they even the go into their thoughts. Not it. Someone else said, I don't think the writer's wrong for wanting to get vengeance, but them living their life and thriving without thinking about their ex is the best.
Then we have writer number 2 versus boyfriend who is friends with his roommate. 80% said the writer is wrong. 20% said the writer is not wrong.
I'm only saying she's not wrong because I'm curious as to why her boyfriend is roommates with only a female, but I think she's wrong in the fact of wanting him to ignore her slash not be friendly. I do, everybody, it's incorrect for us to call human, women, female, because...
Unless you say a female human.
Yeah, exactly. Because the characteristic of woman, therefore, is that denotes the human part. Mm-hmm. So, but I would say that, like, I guess to that, you know, I would be, I'm curious too, but it's the same extent of like, who knows?
I had a male roommate and he literally, a male man, a male human roommate. And his sister was his roommate. And then she had moved home And so then I was just subleasing the room from her until she came back like 6 months later. And it wasn't, it was just like, he picked me. It wasn't like a, I'm trying to fuck them type of thing.
No, totally. Just like a good roommate is a good roommate. Like, I don't, I don't care what's your vibe or your genitalia. And if you vibe with a roommate.
Yeah. And when I moved to LA, when I was like looking for roommates, it was a lot of mix of people. It wasn't some place that I go, it'd be like two guys and a girl, and then, you know, looking for another roommate, or a guy and a girl, or just guys looking for a roommate. And it wasn't there. It was just like somebody that could pay the other part of the rent.
Yeah. Someone also said, which is a great point, and I thought about, and I don't think either of us, maybe we said it, said, as someone who's a woman and lives with a man, never would I be attracted to him. The writer's forgetting that she lives with him, which means she sees his dirty dishes, sees how he operates when the girlfriend isn't around, probably sees his pee on the toilet. The roommate sees how the boyfriend acts when he's trying to look good for the girl. Also, did the writer even say if the roommate was straight, which is a very valid point. And that assumption that, and also, I do always think that sometimes I'm like, okay, we should just not assume that everybody is it's also kind of weird and insulting to be like, I'm actually just not attracted to your boyfriend, but I don't know how to tell you that. It's we see the people that we love through those rose colored glasses, and everyone else maybe is like, no, not my vibe, but happy for you though.
Yep.
So I guess we now have the writer, which I can't believe.
All right, here's the writer. Hello again. I emailed in recently for my boyfriend watches movies with his female roommate, and I have a small update. In hindsight, I was very much wrong. Thank you for your wonderful perspectives to help me see that. You gave me a wider view of the situation and helped me come to the realization that my opinions were actually rooted in misogyny, an uncomfortable but necessary truth I had to be told. Megan's point of what we assume about other women is assumed about us really helped challenge my attitude and outlook. I never thought to look at the situation like, wow, I'm happy to have a boyfriend who creates an environment that women feel safe in. To conclude, Megan and Melissa are yet to be wrong about anything ever. Heart emoji.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm not obviously I love when we're, you know, not wrong. But I'm always very happy when people are receptive to that, and we're not misleading someone into a bad situation, but it's more so, this weight is lifted off my shoulders now,
right?
I see this in a different light that is a much better for my mental health and my day-to-day existence.
Yeah, I like when people's perspectives are shifted once they're not seen red.
Yeah, no, it's, and we all have that feeling about certain things, and it's such, it feels so good. It's such a fucking relief. So I love when we can help provide that for people or aid in getting to that point. Then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Roxanne Duquette, and 97% said Roxanne is wrong. 3% said Roxanne is not wrong. And I should make sure everyone knows that all five of those people who voted that she is not wrong did message and said, this is probably the worst thing that I've said, that she's that accidentally misclicked. This is really bad. I'm so sorry. So for everyone's peace of mind, no one actually thinks that she's not wrong. And justice for that man who that article kept referencing as the actor from the soap, as opposed to the impersonator of that actor from the soap.
I gotta ask inside sources about that one.
I know. I wonder if him and his team debated, should I make a statement? this isn't me. Also, gotta get them on an episode of Catfish.
Yeah. Yep.
That's such a good crossover.
It really is. And then wrong of the week, the ones that I nominated, people that got married at the Mansion Society. Who's wrong? 100% said these people are wrong. 0% said these people are not wrong.
I just need you guys to know, I got married at the actual venue next to the coffee shop. God. Some of my detail shots are from the inside of the coffee shop too, but it was before these new owners took over. So it used to just be a lounge for apartments that's also in the building. Anyway, it's been fun to see the community support the coffee shop. And I was like, no fucking way. And there are people who respond to a bunch of our stories or who are very active, even if they're not in our Patreon where they are. And this is someone who I'm like, they respond to a lot. I'm like, I recognize the username. And so I'm like, oh my God, you got married there. And it's just so crazy. So it was great.
Hold up. Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I wrote down something to talk about that now I have to take off because it happened where I was like in the whole Nicki Minaj, which everyone, we're not going to get into because we're not trying to get doxxed. But
no,
you know,
thank you. But I truly want to, and I started making notes for, but am I wrong? The day that everything starts spiraling, and it was already at 4 pages and we hadn't even got to someone specific. I don't know if you can even call it a diss track. Their spoken word, I guess. I don't know what
it was.
No,
it's like a Gabby Hanna Rice Gum.
Yeah. And it was already 4 pages. So, but we have spoken very verbally about our dislike of this person anyway and our love of the other person. Uh-huh. So,
like, there's no hiding where we stand. But, like, when fandoms have search, like, Google alerts on, mm-hmm. and it's, like, at the height and the peak of that, like, yeah, we're going to die down. And then on the off season, in the low season, like, no, we talk about it constantly. Like, we've said this over and over again. But I literally wrote down, how the hell has Azalea Banks not commented on it? And I was like, bitch, I have to take this off. Because
yes, she did. She came People were and, like, they that she was awoken.
And it was, like, first of all, Troye Sivan caught so much more heat for just being a twink. Then I was just like, when Azalea Banks gentle parents you, I was like, this is wild. Like, we're at a new level. And she's like, let's be nice. Like, essentially, like, everybody, she's broke. Like, she's so poor. And I was like, what? Like, it was like, that was the whole gist of it. And I was just like, oh my God, Azalea Banks is showing restraint and really talking about the financials. Like, okay, like, this is not exactly how I predicted it to go. But I thought it was, and there are other, I saw on online that there are other podcast hosts who are saying, like, Team Nicki. Like, and I, when I say other podcast hosts, I mean other people who look like me and who are not really involved in listening and consuming to any of this music.
Okay.
But we're saying, yeah, team Nikki.
What?
Can you imagine, first of all, can you imagine coming up with a take and choosing a side in one of like the, I would say in one of the most so clearly documented, not even feuds, but like of the background storylines, arcs of each of the individuals, having all that information, not even like at your disposal, but like pushed to the top of your news feeds. There's no way you can plead ignorance and be like, oh, I didn't know that one of them is married to a pedophile and the other one was shot and been told she was not a real victim and all of those kinds of things. And I'm like, and you pick the other. Are you kidding?
I don't even follow that other woman. Like, anything that I hear about her, it's because it has been put upon me.
So I'm saying you can't escape it.
You can't escape it. So it doesn't make any sense for them to know.
So you're picking her side because of this?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you different now. You know?
Yikes.
And also, no, sorry, go ahead.
I just said yikes.
Well, and also, I did also recently learn about the term Megan's Law. And I will stop saying that Murphy's Law should instead be called Megan's Law, because I didn't know that there was a real Megan's Law.
I didn't know there was a real one either.
Yeah. So anytime that I've said that, if you've heard me say it prior, just know that that was not what the reference was. It was a Murphy's Law kind of a thing. And yeah. And I also saw where, like, the funniest thing to me, I was like, okay, getting mad at, what is the, like, there's a phrase like hit dogs holler, like that. And if the shoe fits, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, apply, let it fly. I'm like, okay, so clearly you opting in for this without being name-checked.
Because it could have been anybody.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. Everyone's like, first of all, it was whoever was going to talk about it first. Like, you didn't even have to say anything, because, like, there's a long list, and it doesn't even have to be about one person. But when you suddenly go, this is about me, all of those other people are going, whew,
yep.
Cool, bullet dodge. And I'm like...
Because the whole song itself could have been, except for, like, the last... couple lines could have been about one specific person.
Which person is that?
Another person that we both despise. That was slinging his floppity flippity flop.
His Laffy Taffy. He was tying it up in a little bow, flipping and flinging. That little silly
and blowing
string.
In the wind.
Yeah. He was whipping it.
Bobbleheading.
Exactly. And for the record, Melissa and I don't believe it's real.
Nope. Where are the balls?
Where are the balls? Show me the balls. Don't look up people's nudes, everyone.
No. I came upon it on accident. It was purely, I was like, why is this trending? And there it was.
Here's the thing. Before Elon Musk took over Twitter, I had all of those results filter, all of those things like videos. I don't want to see things automatically play. I want to be able to have content warnings before. Once he joined on, those things are now since gone. And I was accosted with that video relentlessly, to the point where I'm like, I can't go on Twitter today. I couldn't not. It was everywhere. He felt violated, and I also felt violated.
Yuck.
Yuck. In the words of Keke Palmer. Yuck. Yuck. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I also went on a deep dive. I've always loved this person for, like, I don't know, the last couple of years. And I had loved them before, but now I have, like, that was, like, a passive love. Like, I enjoyed what they made. And now, like, I enjoy them as, like, an artist and a human. And I've just done a deep dive on T-Pain.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know T-Pain is, like, very active in, like, the Reddit community? And he, like, posts his cars. And then people are like, oh, my God. Like, people will, like, be like, this car is so ugly. And someone's like, dude, this is T-Pain. They're like, I am so sorry, Mr. Pain. Like, I actually like your car. And he's like, that's fine. That's okay. And, like, he played – him and his wife play Animal Crossing. And he, like, goes into her little village and, like, leaves her the things before. But he also invites people to play Animal Crossing with him. And there was, like, this whole Reddit subreddit. I think it was a pop culture subreddit. But a post where people were like, what is, like, a celebrity who you've heard about has done something or did something that changed your mind, good or bad, about them? And there were so many about T-Pain, and someone was like, he went to go get a new iPhone, or his like iPhone fixed at the Apple store, and he bought us all burritos, like everyone who worked there. And I was like, how do you do that? Like, do you order them there? Like, and he just seemed like such a nice person. And Mons and I've been listening to his covers constantly. And he's just like, he's my new one. And you know how the internet, everyone keeps calling baby girl. And I'm just saying, T-Pain is, Jacob Elordi can be all of y'all's baby girl. T-Pain is my baby girl.
He's so fun. I've been, when he joined TikTok, that's when, since I've been like really looking into him. And I like that he's like singing more without audio tune, because he has a really great voice.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah, and him and his wife have been together since they were like teenagers.
I know. We were looking it up because Mats and I will have nights where we either just watch a bunch of like movie trailers or we watch a bunch of music videos. And we were doing music videos. We were watching T-Pain music videos because why not? Mm-hmm. And Mats was like, who did he marry? And I like look and I was like, he's been with the same woman forever. And he was like, what? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it was wild. And he's just like so good. And, you know, eventually we should go, because I'm pretty sure a lot of the time when he's singing live, he's doing Jazz Night at the W.
Oh, pretty sure. Okay.
We should, if I'm not wrong, he's done that a couple times. We should go because he's so good. And also, I heard that the reason why he did autotune is everyone was using it, but no one was saying it. And so then he was like, "I'm going to overtly use it," and people were like, "Oh my god, this is so bad." But then would want him on all the hooks and like want that sound, and like they were still using it. And apparently, one of the people who was like really hated on him was Usher.
Yeah,
I was like, Usher.
Yeah, I remember that.
You're both children. Play nice. They're both so young. They were so young. Anyways.
Usher's going on tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Vegas to Super Bowl to tour?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But good for him.
No, very much good for him. I'm just like, did you get like a hip replacement? Like, what's the... He's like ready to move. Like it's just like it feels like.
I think the Vegas residency reinvigorated him.
Okay, yeah. You remember like oh shit, I like this.
Yeah, I think it was like people love me.
Yeah,
let me go make some more money.
Because it's just impressive. You rarely hear people who like go from like the cushy lifestyle of a residency back to like tour. But that makes sense. If that was he was like, oh shit, this is actually fun and I enjoy this.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And it'll be in September. Yep.
Fun.
Got a few tours I'll be going on this summer. I won't say another one because I don't want to hear your mouth.
I'm not going to say it because I'm protecting you.
I don't need to be protected. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. I'm not afraid.
That's fair. That is fair. Happy for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I hope it's everything you wish for.
It will be, because I've seen him 3 times. Wow. And I will continue to see him.
What location are you going to?
LA.
Okay.
Why should I go somewhere else?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it was hard to get tickets.
I haven't even tried yet.
Well, anything else, or should we let the people go? And
we'll let them go. Then we'll see them on Monday. Weekend.
Yes, we will. We will see you on Monday. Oh. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And have fun. Live your life.
Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.